Right now, we want to note a special passing. The bookers on our program make dozens of phone calls every day, usually straight into various voicemail systems, and that means they hear from one woman more than any other.
If you are calling from a touchtone telephone and know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it now. For customer service, please press 1.
The woman behind that voice, Jane Barb, died last week. For 40 years, she lent her calm voice to everything from hotel wake-up calls to that annoying message you get when you dial an out-of-service number. Those of us who make a living with our voices can really envy her numbers. She was listened to by millions of people every day, even if they didn't want to hear from her. She described her unique situation on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me last year.
I was at my mother's home one day, and she was calling and obviously got some kind of message that wouldn't let her get through, whatever it was, I don't know. But I heard her say, "Oh, shut up, Jane," and she banged down the phone, and I thought, I'm in real trouble when my own mother doesn't want to get me anymore.
Barb grew up in Atlanta and studied drama at the University of Georgia, where she learned to shed her Southern accent and speak in those familiar, measured tones. In 1963, she got her break recording time and temperature messages with the Audichron, a division of the Electronic Telecommunications Company. 30 years later, she could be heard on over 1,000 of their systems, something that meant even she was running into her own voice.
The first time that it happens to you, it's like suddenly seeing yourself in a mirror when you're walking through a strange place and you think, gosh, that person looks just like me. And then you realize, you big dummy, that is you, you know. So it's kind of the same reaction.
Jane Barb, the voice of countless voicemail systems who died last week at the age of 74. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.